China.
The press in Hong Kong. The State of the Union. The noose around the press tightens.
The first press conference Selina Cheung gave as chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, or HKJA, a trade union, on July 17th, was her last as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Ms. Cheung says that shortly after she was appointed, her supervisors at the newspaper ordered her to withdraw because the two roles were incompatible, though her beat was the car industry, not politics, and that when she declined, she was fired. Dow Jones, the journal's parent company, says her firing was part of a broader restructuring. And elsewhere in the world, it campaigns fiercely for press freedom, notably in its agitation for the release of its reporter, Evan Gershkovich, an American recently sentenced to 16 years in a Russian jail on bogus spying charges. But many journalists in Hong Kong believe that Ms. Cheung's dismissal was linked to her role at the HKJA. Two other reporters withdrew bids to join its board around the same time. They did not say whether they had faced institutional pressure. The HKJA is a small, punchy union that stands up for reporters in trouble and is given to issuing statements on press freedom in the city. It is not a hive of radical activism. But since the government began a crackdown on dissent in 2020, the HKJA, unlike the Foreign Correspondents Club, which in 2022 ditched its annual Human Rights Press Awards, has not made conciliatory gestures. It is not just journalists who have had to adapt. Dozens of trade unions have disbanded, and the Hong Kong Bar Association has changed leaders. As a result, officials and Chinese state media have claimed that the HKJA is a base for anti-China separatist forces, a malignant tumour that harms the city's safety and stability. Offences punishable by imprisonment. The press it represents is itself vulnerable. Apple Daily, a pro-democracy tabloid, was closed down and its proprietor is behind bars. So far, no HKJA members have been arrested for association with the union. But some say they have faced smear campaigns. Joining the HKJA is seen as entailing some risk to both journalists and their employers. The furore over Ms. Cheung exemplifies the difficulties journalists face in the city. It ranked 135th out of 180 jurisdictions in the latest World Press Freedom Index by Reporters Without Borders, down from 18th in its first report in 2002. Still far freer than the mainland's, Hong Kong's once lively press has been muzzled by the revival of the colonial-era charge of sedition and two national security laws. The second of these, known as Article 23, was introduced in March and has not been used against journalists yet. But both are vague, probably by design. The idea is the press should err on the side of caution rather than risk crossing a blurry line. The worry is that if even the most powerful global media companies fear being tainted by mere association with press unions, a culture of self-censorship will prevail. Those laws might rarely even need to be invoked. At odds with the authorities since the crackdown, the HKJA and similarly minded groups may end up silenced by pressure from their own members.